And this is Tate Servians coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. This update's brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kendi. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And by Zimmerman and Sons Electric of Port Austin, hands down the best electricians around. As well as McBoove's Laundromat and Mini Mart located in the heart of Elkton. Come to McBoove's for a stress-free laundry day. And to start us off with some local news, Ian Nathan Morley pleaded guilty to operating a vehicle in violation of license restrictions during a Huron County District Court hearing today. The charge stemmed from an incident on March 11th of this year in Harbor Beach, where Morley was found sitting in a car with his girlfriend, not a family member, violating his restricted license. The restriction was due to 5 points on his license. A second charge, however, public consumption of marijuana, was dismissed as part of the plea agreement. The court sentenced Morley to a total of $315 in fines, fees, and cost. Morley will pay $20 a month with the first payment due by April 30th. The court clarified that any further license restrictions, however, would be handled by the Secretary of State. And also in district court, Richard Arnold Chainer has pleaded guilty to retail fraud in the third degree before Judge Ferris. The charge stems from an incident on January 7, 2026 at Walmart in Bad Axe, where he admitted to removing items from packages and passing all points of purchase with the intent to leave without payment. As part of a plea agreement, Chainer will pay $64.94 in restitution to Walmart. The court sentence stemmed to 12 months of probation as well, conditions including completing a Thinking Matters course by July 31st of this year, performing 18 hours of community service by September 4th of this year, and being prohibited from Walmart premises in Bad Axe. Shainer is also responsible for fines and costs totaling $669.94, with a remaining balance of $354.94 after bond. And those are due by September 4th of 2026. A 10-day jail sentence was imposed, but it was also held in abeyance, meaning it will not be served unless probation terms are violated. And we'll be right back with some national and international news next after this message from McBoove's.
Hi, this is Misty from McBoove's Laundromat and Mini Mart in Elkton. Self-service laundry is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at McBoove's Laundromat and Mini Mart in Elkton. Our laundromat is clean, affordable, and easy to use. Whether you have just a few items or a full week of laundry, McBoove's is here to help. Don't have the time to do it yourself? We also offer wash, dry, and fold service for only $1.50 per pound. Just drop it off and we'll take care of the rest. We also offer pressing for shirts and slacks for only $3.50 each. Save yourself the hassle and let us do the work. We're located at the corner of North Main and Brown Street in Elkton. The self-service laundromat is open 24 hours a day, and our drop-off service is available Thursday through Monday from 11 to 5. Call 989-551-5192 to arrange another time if needed. And while you're there, stop into the Mini Mart for snacks, drinks, and unique items made by local artists.
McBoove's, everybody's got dirty laundry. Bring it here.
And we are back with your national and international news. King Charles III is set to address the United States Congress today during a high-profile state visit. The address is expected to focus on the special relationship between the UK and the United States, as well as shared climate goals. Following the speech, the King is slated for a private meeting with the United States President. This visit marks a significant moment in transatlantic diplomacy during a period of global political shifting. And the United States and Iran engaged in indirect negotiations to extend a 2-week ceasefire that is currently in place. The pause in hostilities has provided a temporary reprieve from maritime conflicts and regional strikes. Despite the talks, tensions remain high as military advisors in the region continue to exchange threats regarding maritime trade routes. The success of these talks is critical for stabilizing global oil prices and regional security. And speaking of global oil prices, S&P Global has issued a warning that a potential oil price shock could cut global economic growth by 0.8%. The report cites the ongoing conflict in the Middle East as the primary driver for market volatility and supply concerns. And while many nations face economic slowdowns, the report highlights India's relative resilience due to its diversified energy strategy. Investors are closely monitoring the Suez Canal and other trade routes for signs of disruption as well. And in international news, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is reportedly scheduled to speak with Lebanese President Joseph Aoun today. If the call takes place, it would represent the first direct dialogue between the two nations after years of total disconnect. While Israeli officials are optimistic about the move leading to regional prosperity, reports from Beirut suggest Lebanese officials may not have been fully aware of the plan. The potential talks are being closely watched by global diplomats as a sign of a possible de-escalation in the region. And Russia launched a massive wave of nearly 700 drones and dozens of missiles overnight, targeting civilian areas across Ukraine. At least 16 people were killed and over 80 are injured in what officials describe as the largest aerial barrage in 2 weeks. Ukrainian air defenses reportedly intercepted 667 targets, but several missiles hit residential locations in Kyiv and Odessa. And Foreign Minister Andriy Sybiha has categorized the strikes as war crimes and has called for international accountability. And we will be right back after this message from Zimmerman & Sons Electric with your obituaries.
When you lose power, you lose it all. No lights, no heat or air conditioning, no refrigeration. Your well, sub pump, and medical devices won't work. This is Jack Zimmerman. With a standby generator from Zimmerman & Sons Electric in Port Austin or Pigeon, you won't miss a beat. We have 7 models of Generac standby generators in stock and ready to be installed, ranging from 9 kilowatt to 26 kilowatt. They automatically go on when the lights go out.
Standby generators are affordable and we have financing plans available. We can also maintain your current system. Regular maintenance and options like an LP fuel monitor, an oil sleeve, and a battery heater to ensure a smooth start in cold conditions. Contact Zimmerman & Sons Electric, family owned for over 42 years. For a free quote, call Zimmerman & Sons Electric in Port Austin at 989-738-7798 or Pigeon at 989-453-2991.
And we are back. There are no obituaries to report at this time. However, we do have some road closures. Nugent Road between Morrison and Huron Line, Hartsell and Farver Roads between Camborough and Sebring, multiple stretches connecting Camborough to Kilmainaw, including Maxwell and Gagetown, Stein Road from Nodder to Gagetown, Camborough Road between Maxwell and Farver, Abbey Road from Crone to Elkton, Pennebog Road between Crown and Fillion. Drivers are urged to avoid these areas until conditions improve. Road crews say inspections will be conducted once water levels drop and the roads will reopen only when they are deemed safe for travel. We will be right back after this final message from Bresky Builders.
Mirror, on the wall, whose house is the nicest on the block of them all?
Not yours.
What do you mean?
Your siding is faded, your gutters are falling off, and you have shingles missing. I suggest you call Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I'm going to call Bresky Siding and Building Repair right now. Mirror, on the wall, now whose house is the nicest of them all?
Yours is, kind sir. Yours is.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today to make your house look like the nicest of them all.
Call my dad, 989-529-8167.
And that was your news for this hour, but you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.